I'm Georgie Crawford and I'm a health coach.
And I'm Claire Solon and I'm a life coach.
On Soul Sisters, we get together to navigate the challenges that life throws our way by sharing the wisdom we've learned and, most importantly, having a laugh too.
The Soul Sisters podcast is a Good Glow production brought to you with thanks to Colgate, the number one toothpaste brand in Ireland and the world.
We've partnered with Colgate because they are the champions of optimism. They inspire and empower people to be the hero of their own lives. They are committed to improving oral health and believe that everyone deserves a future to smile about.
Colgate says our smile is our strength, and we couldn't agree more. So all this season on Soul Sisters, we're going to share our reasons to smile. Hello, hello, Soul Sisters. Welcome to Soul Sisters. Hi, Soul Sister.
Hi, Soul Sister. How are you?
Jesus, I'm grand. Well, I'm kind. I'm okay. Guess what I got this week?
What?
Hay fever.
Oh.
I was way too smug.
Yeah, telling me I had emotional problems.
telling you that you needed to deal with your emotions and then you get rid of hay fever. And then this week I was outside. I was like, why are my eyes so itchy? And then why has my nose filled up like a tap? And then when I lie down and wake up in the morning, my head's stuffy.
Vicky Nataro, who is the MD of VIP Magazine Group, tweeted to say that there is this like crazy strain of pollen going around that's like really making hay fever so much worse for people this year.
Thankfully, help may be at hand, my friends, because it was our street party here on Pendle Road, SW16, yes, this week. And it was, the weather was sublime, like even better than the Queen's legit Jubilee weekend. So they closed the road. They put up all the bunting and everybody was going wild on the neighbor's WhatsApp to say what they're bringing, what they're doing, what time the fun dog show's at, one time face painting.
The fun dog show. The fun dog show.
They literally pulled out all the stops. Face painting, dog show, tug of war, football competition, dance classes, all the way through the day. And the WhatsApp was going mad, going, number 56 for the DJ, number 52 for tea and coffee, number 70 for a big cake. So there was, neighbours were on WhatsApps, you know, pointing, signposting what was going on outside their house. And in between all of this festival fever on WhatsApp, I spotted a message from a guy who runs the Latin Honey Shop. So I was scrolling through, and this was actually before I'd gone out to the street party, because I must say I had a level of resistance to going out to the street party, because I was afraid, as is sometimes the case at these big events where you don't know people very well, that I was going to get into conversational cul-de-sacs. And because my boundaries are bad, I feel very badly being like, okay, I'm leaving now. So I was like, am I going to get stuck talking to people for like 2 or 3 hours? And so anyway, I had this playing out in my mind. But as soon as I saw the hay fever local honey post, I was like, to the party. So basically, this guy runs this Latin honey shop online. And he said, hey, neighbors, any of you out there suffering from hay fever, I may have a solution for you. Come up to number 63. I've got 10 jars of the raw organic red gumbo limbo honey left. Mexico's finest honey. So apparently this honey is made by bees feeding 3,000 feet high in the Sierra Madre Mountains of northeast Mexico, and taking a teaspoon of high mountain flower pollen count raw honey in a glass of water every morning can contribute to building your immunity to hay fever. This guy said to me that hundreds of his customers and clients have sent endorsements of this particular honey. So I'll put it in the show notes. Raw organic red gumbo limbo honey from northeast Mexico.
Right, straight down to Dunn's with me to ask for that tomorrow.
Hey, any chance you could get me some gumbo limbo honey? So while I was at a street party, you were in a campsite.
Absolutely, living my best life. So Jamie's mum has the most beautiful mobile home on, it's like on a cliff, basically overlooking the sea.
Wow.
And we decided to go down for the weekend. Now, I was resisting it a little bit because I feel like whenever we go on a staycation, there is so much stuff. You know, when you go to Spain, you just have your little bag of like shorts and t-shirts.
Yes.
Like staycation, we had like duvets, our own pillows, you know, just to like save on Hazel not having to like wash everything after we were there.
Yes.
So we had like our own towels, our own duvets, pillows, the dog bed, the dog, dry robes, like you name it. We had the whole thing. So I was like dying of hay fever on Friday, just was like, it was pissing rain, 5 o'clock. I was like, I cannot believe we're doing this.
Yeah.
Saturday morning, I woke up to the sound of the sea. You can basically hear the sea over the TV.
Wow.
It's so nice.
Oh.
And I don't normally get hay fever 2 days in a row, but of course I had it 2 days in a row. So I was like raging. And Jamie was like, if you get into the sea, I bet it will like shock it out of your system.
Mm.
Now, I had been talking myself out of getting into the sea since the moment I woke up, because
wow.
It was stories like, you know, I know this is good for me, but I don't always have to do things that are good for me all the time. Like sometimes it's okay to surrender. Sometimes it's okay to have a day off feeling, you know, looking for the feeling of wellness or self-care. It was like, I'm just not doing it.
Yeah.
And then I said, okay, fine. I'm just going to dip my legs in and see how I get on. And then I got in, and then it's like you get into the sea feeling one way and you come out feeling a different way.
Totally.
So I got into the sea being like, oh, Jamie is, you know, some days like he just annoys me. So I got into the sea and he was annoying me, and I got out and I was like, hello, Jamie. Just feeling so different. And I was like,
amazing.
It reminds me that you can lift yourself higher. And if you don't change, nothing changes. So if I had just sat on the beach and just felt like crap,
yeah,
you know, with this hay fever just completely taking over my day.
Yeah.
To jumping into the sea, changing my energy, coming out, feeling, you know, more optimistic, happier. And my hay fever went away a few hours later. Now, that could have been because I took another tablet. That could have been because I got into the sea. We don't know. But I thought it was interesting that you can be responsible for changing your own energy.
Yes.
And getting yourself out of a funk instead of waiting for it to pass.
Oh, hallelujah, sister. Like you have one of the main messages my coach continues to pummel me with is you have a choice on every level. So you can sit and wallow on the beach, you know, looking at your husband going, you're the reason that I'm so pissed off right now. Or you could run into the sea, not really as Baywatch as I expected you to be, but babes, you can practice that.
My Instagram video.
I decided to look and I was like, that's interesting, because obviously you only get one take going into the sea because you're wet. I was like, I wonder would she have taken a second take and gone in a little bit more. Yeah. But you sort of fumbled your way in. You were like there, and then it was nearly like you were crouching down to do a pee. You were like, I'm standing up. It's freezing. And then whew, down you went.
And nailed by a wave. Last night, Jamie's like, I'm still baffled by your inability to read what the sea is going to do next. He was like, why would you just sit down when there was a big wave coming? But I have to give it to Jamie, right? He always encourages me to do something that's going to make me feel better.
Yeah.
So I never would have gotten into the sea yesterday if it wasn't for him. So thanks to Jamie for the shove. And you know what the thing is, when I get into the sea, and like you were saying there, I look like an idiot on that Instagram video, but I think it's really relatable for people because it doesn't come natural to me.
Yes.
I freak out every time. And I feel like there is so many people who want to get into the sea, but yes, they tell themselves they're not that type of person.
Yep.
It's interesting because my brother Sam is going out with Sophie. You've met Sophie.
Yes,
she's like
Sophie.
This ray of sunshine. And her mom, Madre, we call her, came to the Good Glow Live. And she watched the Soul Sisters video of us doing the ice baths. And she said to me afterwards, she said, "Georgie, for as long as I can remember, I have gone to the sea and every part of me wants to get in, but I just don't because I tell myself I'm not that type of person."
Wow.
That's the way I was.
Yes.
I would sit on the beach for years and years and years, knowing deep within my soul I wanted to get in, but I never did. And since I've been getting into the sea over the last few years, I'm a happier person. I now have something else in my toolkit to help me lift my vibe.
And you know what else as well, right? As well as it being a really positive experience that makes you feel better, there's a gay abandon that you have to appreciate about it as well. You're just like, at this point in time, I'm going to take off my clothes, down to my togs, and I'm going to run in there and I'm just going to like soak up the experience. And not think about, like, I bet you Sophie's mum is thinking about all the people because, like, hey, Dublin's a village. And like, you're thinking every time you go down to the beach or even if you're at a resort or something, there's loads of people here. And I actually just would rather remain anonymous or, you know, non-embarrassed. So pushing through that wall that we surround ourselves with is so important because then your brain remembers and there's less shame. And there's less embarrassment, which, you know, keeps us small.
I'm inundated with messages about Scott. Are you?
Yeah, even his girlfriend, Lee, "What's up, girl? You're amazing," has got in touch with me with like all the laughing emojis.
So on last week's show, in case you missed it, Scott, who does the rehab on my leg, we came up with a name for his business because he is a part-time gardener, part-time rehab / physio. So what was the name of his business, Claire?
Shrubs and Rubs.
Shrubs and Rubs. I got so many messages from people like, "I nearly crashed my car. I'm walking down the street. I'm roaring laughing." So thank you so much for all of those messages. Now, I would just like to say, whenever I talk about Scott on the podcast, I get a little bit of fear. It's all, Claire, it's all fun and games when we're having these chats.
Yeah.
But then I have to press publish on this episode.
Yes.
And he is my neighbor.
He is your neighbor.
So last Tuesday, right? Tuesday evening, I hadn't heard from Scott all day and I was like starting to sweat a bit. I was like, oh, maybe we've taken it a step too far. So then I get out my WhatsApp and I send him, I'm like, I'll send him a message about something else just to test the water.
Oh, classy.
So I take out my phone and I'm like sending voice memos about something else. I was like, "Hey, Scott, just to give you an update, my knee feels great today. You know, maybe we should do another session soon." Just to see if he'd write back to me.
Yeah.
And he wrote back and he said, that morning, the morning the podcast came out, he was in a Soul Sisters garden.
You're kidding me.
I swear to God. And he was doing her garden at the time and she comes bursting out the back door. "I've just been listening to Soul Sisters and they're talking about you." So, Scott, yeah, thank you for being such a good sport.
And most importantly, is he going to take the name? Do I need to copyright?
I think it's a possibility. Jamie has made his branding and everything. So watch this space.
Oh, speaking of neighbors, right? Did you see that Neighbors is over? It's finished.
Forever.
Forever. This week, it came to an end.
My cousin, Andrea, is a few years older than me and she used to mind me and she was always like really cool and her friends are really cool. Mm. And I remember one of her friends had a crush on the doctor in Neighbors. Remember Carl?
Yes, Carl Kennedy. Of all the cast members to have a crush on, Carl Kennedy.
Carl. Yeah. So anytime someone says Neighbours, that's what I think of.
Well, I would like, I used to watch, me and my mum, was quite strict on TV. And she, there was, you know, for ages we weren't allowed to watch, you know, much TV. But what we managed to wrangle, or what I managed to wrangle, was the Australian soaps. So I was watching Home and Away and Neighbours. And it really helped me, first of all, and principally, perfect my Aussie accent, which I often drop into in conversation to varying degrees of reactions from people. But I just obsessed about the Aussies and the Aussie life. Like, you know, there's Coronation Street and EastEnders, but I personally, for me, they are mega depressing. You know, they're just dark storylines and like wet weather and pub lifestyle, or, you know, pub culture and stuff. Whereas the Aussies were just in these amazing, like, school uniforms down by the beach or in Erinsborough, you know, in Lassiter's. And so I absolutely loved Neighbours. And so when I saw on the BBC website that it was finishing, I was like, which cast members were still there? Paul Robinson, God knows. Stefan Dennis, God knows how he survived, but he's still there. And didn't see Carl Kennedy, actually, but I saw Susan Kennedy.
Oh, Susan Kennedy.
Still there. But you know, like, you think about the some of the actors who have come through those soaps, like the Hemsworths.
Can I tell you about our me and Audrey story about Chris Hemsworth?
Oh, is this going to make me green with envy? Yes, please.
So myself and Audrey went to LA when we were in college for 5 weeks, and it was Audrey's birthday. I think it was her 21st or 22nd. So her mom treated us to stay in this really nice hotel in LA.
Babes.
So off we went, and we were lying at the pool one day, and this guy from Home and Away was there. His name was also Chris. I can't remember what his second name was. Okay. So anyway, we got chatting. We were having great crack with him. And his girlfriend was there, Ariana, I think her name was. She was French. She's so beautiful. But we, the four of us, got on really well. Yes. So then the Chris said, oh, my friend, my other, my friend from Australia is coming over, popping in now. You might know him. I wonder if you'll recognize him. Because we were saying, you know, Home and Away is huge in Ireland. Me and Audrey were sitting there, right? This is before white nail varnish existed. So we used to Tipex our nails, right? So we were lying there with like Tipex white nails. We look up and there is someone hopping over the fence like a freaking superhero. And who was it? Kim from Home and Away. Kim from Home and Away. And who is Kim from Home and Away? Chris Hemsworth.
Dead.
So me and Audrey were like, grabbed each other and we were like, oh my God, that's Kim. Kim from Home and Away. And then we were chatting to him and they were like, what? We said, you know, what's your real name? And he was like, oh, Chris Hemsworth.
Oh my God.
And the rest is history.
I love him. He lives in Byron Bay, doesn't he? But I love his wife.
Oh my God, she's beautiful.
Amazing, isn't she? And then I was looking up Liam Hemsworth the other day because I listened to one of Miley Cyrus's songs and I was like, God almighty, Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth, where did it all go wrong? So into the rabbit hole I went, and Liam Hemsworth picked up with this Australian model like about a year ago, and quick Google, seems to be going well. Still going.
Oh, good. Thanks for letting us know.
Yeah, you're welcome. I have been doing some Bikram yoga. You know, the sweaty yoga. So I've been doing it once a weekend for the last few weekends. And I must say, I just love it. But I was in the yoga studio on Saturday morning and I spotted a sign. So in this yoga studio, they've got all these lovely kind of sayings, affirmations, mantras around the place on the walls. And as I finished my class, I looked up and I saw Doubt kills more dreams than failure does.
Okay, give that to me again.
Doubt kills more dreams than failure does.
Oh, that's huge.
And I just thought, it got me right in the chest. And I thought to myself, oh my goodness, I'm afraid to dream. And it's not because I'm going to fail at the stuff at my dreams. It's because I doubt that my dreams will come true.
Mm.
You know? So this week, since seeing that, I'm like, okay, universe, I got you. I have my little notebook and I feel like now that I'm, you know, we're coming out of the panny D, I'm getting myself back on my feet after my UTI. It's time to put my dreams down on paper. And so like the dreams that I, you know, doubt will ever come true. Like, I would love to go to France and live in rural France for like 3 to 6 months and work remotely from there. But you see, the reason that I doubt that I even deny myself this dream is because I'm like, you have just got a new job that is London based, that requires you to be in the office for 3 days a week. You know, you don't have a career that you can do completely remotely. So basically what I'm trying to do is marry my life, who I am and what I do and my skill set to a dream. Yes. Like this.
Okay. Let's go a bit Gabby Bernstein manifesting. Ooh, on this, right?
Okay.
So why do you want the rural France? What is it about it that you think you will get there?
Okay. Good question. So in 2012, my friend Mella and I joined a group to cycle from Paris to Nice for the Special Olympics. And hands down, along with climbing Kilimanjaro, this physical challenge was just life-changing for me. And mostly because we cycled down through France and I was able to just pass through small, tiny villages with fields full of vines and vineyards and like an old man under a tree with a dog having a snooze mid-afternoon. And since then, I've always imagined and dreamed of being in situ in a small rural village and just, you know, living there, just living a really simple life. I loved French in school and I have very poor conversational French at this point, which does improve after a couple of glasses of wine. But I would love to make an effort to speak French and to work from there, you know?
Mm. Okay, so I think like the craving this simpler life and the, you know, popping out to the local store and, you know, walking around and nature, like you can get that in Southern England, right?
Yeah.
Can't you?
Yeah, I can.
And like you would get good summers. Maybe you want to manifest the feeling of like being peaceful or slower pace of life. Maybe that's the first step.
Okay.
Is to like go, I don't know, for 3 weeks in the summer to the little countryside place, but it's in England.
Yes.
And then you can have the feeling and see what that brings to your life.
Well, actually, speaking of that, last August, I got an Airbnb for a bunch of people and we stayed in Dorset and I worked remotely from Dorset. And it was, what an experience it was. It was so good for me because there was a load of us living in a house working. And we were cooking for each other. We were sitting out the back over the evening times, you know, and then we would go and do our shopping in the farm shop down the road. It was amazing. It was absolutely. And do you know what's interesting? Maybe you're right about these cravings. People stay in London for around that 7 years and they do a kind of a fast paced life. And then suddenly they start looking outside London to somewhere they can, you know, put down roots and get a fast train back into the city. And it's usually around 7 years, and I'm 7 years here.
Ooh, see, I think you could totally do this. I think you could rent somewhere remote in the summer and then just commute in, yeah. Go stay in your flat for three days and then go back out. Or even if you rented your own flat out,
yeah.
You could live in Imogen's.
Listen, it has crossed my mind that I just take a little suitcase in next door and I change the bedding and I jump in the bath and hey presto, I'm Imogen.
This season of Soul Sisters is brought to you with thanks to Colgate, who believe everyone deserves a future to smile about. Claire, what made you smile this week?
Okay, so the fact that Colgate sponsor Soul Sisters is not lost on me. We have been committed to Colgate as a family since the beginning, since the dawn of time, since the early 80s in Marley Court in Rathfarnham, we've been using Colgate. And I have become a little bit more conscious of my teeth brushing routine. And I'll tell you why. I think there's two kinds of people in the world. Those who mindfully brush their teeth, so they stand in front of the mirror or in the bathroom, stationary, brushing their teeth. And then the other mad jokes, like me, who will do laps of the gaff while brushing their teeth. Now, what that has led to for me, because I use an electric toothbrush, is I overbrush my teeth and I'm wearing away my gums. So I have now decided, and I literally cling on to my towel rail. Do not leave the room, Claire. Do not go to the kitchen. And I now, of all this week, I've been standing, looking in the mirror, and very slowly and mindfully brushing my teeth. And I was laughing to myself all week because the urge to walk and to march while brushing my teeth was overwhelming. But this week I managed to stay still.
Well, that's a great tip, Claire. As well as being the champions of optimism, Colgate provide many dental care products that have clinically proven benefits for you and your family, available in all major Irish supermarkets and pharmacies. You know the way I'm writing a book?
Yeah, babes.
It's so hard, first of all. But I went to Jamie's mum's place. I was somewhere different. I opened the back doors. I could hear the sea. It was absolutely beautiful, sun beaming in. And I flew through my book yesterday.
Did you?
And I was like, oh, I wish I could do this every week because I get my book written so much quicker.
Yes.
But it's exactly what you're saying there about the feeling you're trying to manifest, is that feeling of being in France, being remote, nice weather, a change of scenery.
Yeah.
It's possible for us all if we open our mind. Okay, France isn't a possibility to you, mm-hmm. but that feeling is a possibility for you.
Yes. And you're right, actually, in terms of you just nip down to Wexford. Like if you nip down to Wexford once a week, that book would be in the bag.
Yeah, I think so.
And you should give yourself that day once a week where you're like, book day, down to Hazel's place.
You know the way I go around my house, like hoovering with my laptop in one hand, like on my hip, like a baby, my headphones on, hoovering.
I didn't know that. Good God.
So I like just do, like Jamie's like, we're trying to have a meeting and now you're making soup, you know? But I'm like, let's walk and talk here. Like I can do two things at the same time. This is what happens when you work from home, I suppose, is that, you yes. know, you're doing house stuff and work stuff at the same time.
Laptop on your hip like a baby.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
So like the other night at like 5 o'clock, Jamie was like cleaning the kitchen And he was like, what are you, you've just sat down, what are you doing? I was like, oh no, I'm writing my book. And he was like, no, you can't just start randomly writing it. Like whenever you think, whenever it pops into your head, like there needs to be, we need to allocate days to this. You can't just sit down at 6 o'clock and like just start writing your book, Georgie. And I was like, no, but that is what I will be doing for the next 3 months. So anyway, it would make more sense if I took a Tuesday or a Wednesday. Yes. And that was book day.
Yes. Georgie, I implore you to do this, because if you will get into your car and drive, and even if it's drive out to a nice remote spot where you could park up and write, or if it's down to Hazel's place, like I want you to tell me all about it, because it gives me... I'm inspired by that.
Okay.
You know, I'm inspired by you carving out a day a week to get out of your own surroundings and to let your creativity free.
I see what you're doing here. You're life coaching me.
I'm absolutely life coaching you, yeah. Is this going to make my boat go faster? Now, when my friend said this to me the other day, I went, hang on a second. Hang on a minute. I know where this came from. And sure enough, Laura's friend, my friend Laura, her friend had been at the Good Glow Live and had picked up a takeaway, which was courtesy of Brian Penny. And Laura is now saying that every day she asks herself, is this going to make my boat go faster?
Everybody at the show took this away. So Brian spoke about an Olympic team and they were training for the Olympics. They were rowers, boaters.
Is it the guys from Cork or Kerry? Is that the guys?
I don't think they were Irish.
Okay.
I don't think they were Irish. But they basically, in the training for the Olympics, they used to ask themselves, is this going to make our boat go faster? In every decision and that they had to make in the lead up to the Olympics. And then they went out and they absolutely smashed it and they won.
Wow.
So when their alarm went off in the morning, if I press snooze, is that going to make my boat go faster? Absolutely not. Is that going to sink my boat? It could. You know, all of these decisions that we make throughout the day. So the day after the live show, myself and Jamie went for breakfast. And Jamie feels really bad when he eats eggs. It's hit or miss with him. Mm. But he ordered scrambled eggs and it arrived. And he went, looked at it and he went, this is going to sink my boat. And I was like, every single person now is sending me messages going, they've told the story to their whole family or their colleagues or, you know, a group of nurses out in the Mater Hospital. We're talking about it. You know, is this going to make our boat go faster? It's such an important thing and it's such a simple thing to ask yourself every single day. So when your alarm goes off in the morning and you're making that decision, am I going to press snooze or not? Ask yourself, is this going to make my boat go faster?
Right. So Soul Sisters recommends this week. I got myself a little gift after doing some worthwhile scrolling. I now have categories of scrolling in my life. I've accepted scrolling. It happens. But I know if I'm in the middle of a bad scroll, I try and pull myself out of it. This was a good scroll. And I came across the... Salty Sea Sisters on Instagram. These are a community of wild women from across the isles of Ireland and the UK who support, connect, and encourage each other in the pursuit of adventures through the strength of sistership. I mean, hallelujah to you. So I got on their website, which is lovely. They say, we are the feral ones, the undomesticated, the untamed. Oh, God, women are amazing. So the Salty Sea Sisters have a community where they meet up in the UK and in Ireland. They have events and groups, paid, unpaid, mixed, women only. And they basically promote connection, you know, across Ireland and the UK. And they have this beautiful swim map that they've produced, which is all of the wild swimming spots of any note in Ireland. Now I'll just open it up so you can have a look. So it's a beautiful pink colour. On this is every little swimming spot, both inland in the Midlands and out on the coast around Ireland. And if you see on their Instagram and also on their website, they've videos of their little adventures. They get in the van, they take the map, and they head off to see different swim spots all around the country. There's 144 different spots.
Wow, that's amazing.
Isn't it?
That's gorgeous.
And I was thinking about what you said earlier on. Not everybody's going to want to get in the sea, you know, or go for a hike, but you could go to these spots and they're so scenic that you could sit down, have a picnic, you know, just relax, basically go on a little adventure and
go. Do some soul bathing.
Exactly. Do some soul bathing. So that's my recommendation. Salty Sea Sisters on Instagram will give you that.
Oh, gorgeous, gorgeous. Okay, so my recommends this week, I've been feeling a little bit lighter and just going with the flow a little bit.
Nice.
So anyway, last night, do you ever watch Letterman on Netflix?
No, but I
talked.
No.
It's brilliant.
Is it? Okay, great.
It's so good. And he had Ryan Reynolds on.
Oh, be still my beating heart. He is my fave.
Did you know he's a Canadian?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with him.
He goes to Ryan Reynolds' house, and Ryan Reynolds, of course, is married to Blake Lively, who is a god. And he goes to the house, you get to see their kitchen, you get to see their garden, you get to see their library, and Ryan Reynolds makes pizza for him.
Oh, heaven. You see, I was right to be obsessed with this Hollywood man, because if he was a normal guy, perhaps I would be Blake Lively making pizza with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. So he makes homemade pizza. Oh, actually, I made homemade pizza on my Instagram this weekend. So if you want a recipe for pizza dough from Rome, it's over on my Instagram.
Oh, my God. Go on there.
So Ryan Reynolds speaks to Letterman about his life, but also about his dad. And for anyone, first of all, he's really funny, really sarcastic, gives you that like laugh that you need.
Yeah.
But also very early in the interview, I was like, oh, there's something going on with Ryan Reynolds and his dad. Just whatever way he spoke about him at the start. And then they kind of delve into it a little bit more. And it's very interesting. And a great watch, especially, you know, if you were treating yourself, Claire, to a little pizza or, you know, having a little hour to yourself on the couch later. I really think that you should watch it enjoy it.
I will do that. Soul Sister, thank you for that.
Ryan Reynolds, interesting.
Oh my God, he is. Honest to God. Did I tell you about the time he passed me? I knew he was in the building, so he was down in Kiss, and I was working on Absolute Radio, and I just grabbed a clipboard.
I don't know what you were going to say you grabbed.
Grabbed a clipboard, and I was like, I'm just going to go downstairs and just look like I'm just meant to be there. So I went downstairs, and he was coming out from finishing the interview, and I just panicked at that point, because I was like, You know, in these radio stations, like there's just corridors of like neon lights and stuff. So I just stood in. I hugged my clipboard and I just stood in to let him and his entourage pass. And as he was passing, I was like, so when I meet megastars, like when I've met people like Will Smith or Nicole Kidman, I've really struggled. I really have to force myself to look them in the eye, because their energy, like their light is so bright.
Yeah, get that.
So it was same with him, with Ryan Reynolds. And I was like, Claire, you have one chance. You have one opportunity to look this man in the eyes and see if there's anything. Because I've loved him forever, right? So I'm clinging on. My heart's beating through me clipboard. Ba-bum, 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 ba-bum. He's walking towards me. He's walking towards me. He's walking towards me. I'm like, I wonder if that fake tan he's got on. He's very brown. And he passes and he looks at me and he gives me a little smile and a wink and he walks on. And I was like, and he left the building.
And you've never looked at another man the same way since.
Literally entered the convent the next day because I was like, no one will ever compete with that. Okay, babes, what's going on this week for you then?
This week, I will be sporadically writing my book, much to Jamie's delight.
I'll be emptying the dishwasher and writing my book.
And guess what?
Go on.
I'm going to Bristol.
What? You're going to Bristol?
My cousin, Andrea, who we were talking about earlier, I wonder if her friend who fancies Carl Kennedy is going, but she's getting married on Friday. And we are going to Bristol. I am travelling without Jamie and Pia. I'm going off with my mum, Joe, Sambe and Sophie. And we're going off to have a lovely weekend together and watch my cousin marry the love of her life.
Oh, that's amazing. I'm actually also travelling on Friday next back to Ireland to do that retreat. So that's happening. I'm really looking forward to that. Another ice bath. Basically, I'm going to be down in Kildare on the land. We're going to be camping and having loads of great spiritual experiences and conversations.
Oh, I think you need it.
I do, don't I? Definitely. Mm. Get my feet in the ground, in the grass, ground myself.
Do you know what else I was thinking? Mm. Scott, you know, Scott has a brother in London who is single.
Hang on a second. Hang on a second. You let me. Go all the way through this podcast without telling me, A, there's a brother, and B, he's in London, and C, he's single. Go on anyway.
Yeah, so we must look into that one.
What age is he?
I think he's a bit younger than you, but sure, that's fine. Geez. Age is nothing but a number.
Listen, if he's over 30, he's game ball.
Thank you so much for listening to Soul Sisters today. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to leave us a review, subscribe, send this episode along to your WhatsApp groups. You can follow Claire on Instagram at Claire Solon, and I'm at Georgie.Crawford.